Welcome to a brand new season of 5 Minutes Alone, the weekly podcast of the Bering Drive Church of Christ. You can always find us at our website and like us on Facebook at Bering Drive. I'm your host, Jeff Christian, preacher at Bering. This is the second episode of our new season 3. This special episode is called The Light of a Sunrise. Our dear brother and friend Rick, someone who sat in a special place at Bering each Sunday, loved many things. He loved photography. He loved giving kids high fives as they filed past him on the way to the front for communion each Sunday. He loved fast cars. And perhaps more than anything, he loved a good sunrise. He and his brother earlier this year took a trip to Belize and watched the sun come up over the Caribbean each morning. You'd ask Rick what his favorite part of the trip was, and he would reply, "The sunrise each morning." So when we learned of Rick's passing, as many of us were waking up for yet another day in the presence of God, this particular sunrise brought on a wealth of emotions. In Scripture, the book of Ecclesiastes says, "There is a time to mourn and a time to dance." Many of us who love Rick, and any time in our lives when we experience the death of loved ones who've been sick for a long time, well, we mourn and dance at the same time. We mourn because we are going to miss Rick and his place in the life of our church family, but we dance because of where we place our hope and what he might be seeing right now. The light of the sun is mentioned in Ecclesiastes more regularly than any other book of the Bible. Most of the time, it speaks of how hard life is under the sun, and it is. But since this is the Advent season when so much of the focus is on walking in the light, we will speak today of what is at the center of the message of Ecclesiastes in 5:18. "This is what I have observed to be good, that it is appropriate for a person to eat, to drink, and to find satisfaction in their toilsome labor under the sun during the few days of life God has given them." So if we speak of good news this morning, especially in memory of Rick, we can say that we were able to spend our lives with a man who knew what this meant, to focus on just how wonderful the gift of life is from God. It is so appropriate today to remember how much Rick loved the sunrise, a kind of representation of his entire life. First there was darkness, but then the light of the sun overcame it. For so many of us who know what darkness looks like, who know how darkness feels, life in the sunlight is so much better. So during this Advent season, we are looking forward in anticipation. We fix our eyes on Jesus and look for the light. We see a sunrise and we remember the gifts of God. But part of Advent is also about anticipating the day when all things are made new, when God brings everything together, on those days to come when there will be no more tears, no more death, and nothing but sunlight. And as we anticipate our eternal home with God, I can't help but hope that Rick and many of our loved ones are seeing something today that goes way beyond what we can describe, ask, or imagine. But we still describe, and we still imagine. I'm daydreaming today about Rick with no pain. Someone greets him at the door and welcomes him, and then asks him, "So what was your favorite thing in life?" And in my daydream, I imagine Rick answering, "The sunrise." To which his greeter replies, "Oh, just wait. Wait till you see what we have to show you today." But for those of us who are still here to tell these kinds of stories, we will keep seeing sunrises. We will wake up each day. But because of the ways we share life together in Christ, especially in the life of a church family, we will carry a little deeper meaning with us each day as we see these sunrises in our time here under the sun. And we will speak words of blessing that we have been taught since the very beginning, words of light, words of God, words like, "May the Lord make His face to shine upon you." And in your hearing today, may the Lord make His face to shine upon you.